This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Now I'm going to get this on... We're Facebook Living a little bit more of our show for those of you who want videos. So honestly, you don't. I really don't have a lot of makeup on, and I haven't done my upper lip wax, but we're going to make sure that we're going to do a little bit more video so you guys can kind of watch. I wish I had like a green screen or something where I could, you know, give you guys some data as we go. But I'll give you guys at least the breaking news as I can on video. So this is frightening, especially as a doctor and as a mom. There has been a bunch of children in Gambia who have died after consuming cough syrup and cold medication that was made in India. This is according to the World Health Organization. The findings were announced by the World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, and it apparently they believe is the culprit for 66 deaths of these children. It's an Indian manufacturer. It's a company in India. I do not believe in America we get these medications. There is a chance some of these medications may be in Europe. And this is some breaking news, so I haven't been able to research. But we do think we know what chemicals could be behind these deaths. They're telling us on Reuters that the UN agency was conducting an investigation with Indian regulators. And the company that made the syrups is New Delhi-based Maiden Pharmaceuticals, Maiden, M-A-I-D-E-N. Apparently, they didn't comment to Reuters, so we don't have much on that. This is just allegedly what's going on. And the World Health Organization has issued a medical product alert yesterday asking regulators to remove the Maiden Pharma goods from the market. They have been distributed elsewhere, but right now have been identified in Gambia. So this includes the promethazine oral solution, the Cofex Malin baby cough syrup, the Mokoff baby cough syrup, the Magrip cold syrup, and we believe the culprit is the diethylene glycol and the ethylene glycol, which can be toxic and could lead to acute kidney injury. So this is something that is not new in terms of its causticness, because we've had studies that have suggested we don't have this in cough syrups. And a lot of these medications are there to, you know, it's just commonly used to help with its, you know, with its texture, with its delivery of the medication. And so this is something that has, it's been, you know, pretty well known in the medical literature that this is not something we want to technically have. Dimetapp has propylene glycol, which is different. This we're talking about is diethylene glycol and ethylene glycol. So these are a little different, but we do know that they, that there are certain levels that could be hazardous. Now, as America is reviewing what's in their medications and all that, I've seen some reports where certain levels of this that is in our food or our products is not harmful enough for our kidney, for our kidneys. So then a couple things are going on. Either one is it's not being regulated in this country in India, such that the small amounts that we might be okay with in America with our products, and I'm not saying it's in a lot of our products. I don't see it in Dimetapp. I haven't been able to do a review of all the medicines. But we haven't necessarily had to recall because I think we've already been kind of moving that out of our medications. So either there's not enough oversight in what's going on in India, or we're having an overdosing of kids and cold medicine. Now, remember a few years back or a decade or two back, they said, look, stop giving cough and cold medicine to kids under two. And that was huge for parents because they were like, but wait a second, my kid is sick. You have these things over the counter. They're like, but, you know, there could be components in them that your young child might not be ready for from a kidney standpoint or liver standpoint. And they thought the kids were getting overdosed. So I wouldn't be surprised. One, I'm not really happy about those chemicals being in the medication, the cough syrup. But I wouldn't be surprised with COVID that we have had kids for weeks on cough and cold medicine. When my family had COVID, we went through bottles of Mucinex. Now, I'm like, hey, look, hot showers, hot showers. I didn't want to take medications. So I'm like, get in the hot shower, you know, do an SVN breathing treatment just to kind of loosen things up. But for the most part, you know, people need to go to school. People need to function. They need to work. They're already, you know, testing negative, but they still have the gook, and that can last for days or weeks. People are taking medications. And, I mean, I had a patient who was telling me they were taking NyQuil and DayQuil for 3 weeks straight. Well, if there are any small components to these medications, then it is going to be cumulative, and it is going to add up and affect a child. And I notice this, too, when a child has a fever. I'm really mixed with this. On one end, if a child has a fever, they're feeling horrible, they're not sleeping, they won't take, you know, their fluids or their Pedialyte or their bottle. They could have a high fever that skyrockets and then get a febrile seizure. So in those cases, I support, especially if they're in pain, using Tylenol. It'll help lower the fever, make them feel a little better, help with that headache. And a lot of times I'll notice they'll start taking fluids and it might accelerate them getting better, especially if they could get a good night's sleep. What I don't like, though, is where I hear this from parents all the time. My child had a fever, but I got it down with Tylenol and Motrin. And for the past 5-6 days, I've been just pushing the Tylenol and Motrin like a clock every 2 to 3 hours. But as soon as I miss it, the fever just spikes right back up. And I'm like, why aren't you getting the child checked out? The child may have an ear infection or a pneumonia. That fever is telling you something. So I don't like these medications to subdue something that, you know, sometimes you really do need to cough the stuff out. And that's why you're coughing. That's why you're sneezing. You know, I mean, I told my patients with COVID, I go, maybe stop trying to stop the sneezing and just stand in the shower and let it drip out. Because I know that made me feel better, just getting it out of the sinuses. So we'll see what happens. I'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DR-DALLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat sterilized whey protein powder, cold sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheeded Whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we're being told some breaking news that more than 1,000 Ukrainian refugees trying to enter Estonia from Russia have been stopped from fleeing and taken to an undisclosed location. This is according to Estonia's interior minister. They said trucks came, they were put in trucks, taken away, and were driven away. That's according to Interior Minister Laurel Landman said in a radio interview Wednesday. Where they went, where they are, we don't know. The police and border guard is working to gather that information at the moment. Now, the Ukrainian embassy has accused Russia of blocking Estonians from crossing the border. This was posted on Facebook Wednesday following a visit by the Ukrainian ambassador and Lanaments to the border. Lana Ment said Estonia's border guard is patrolling with drones in case Russia forces the Ukrainians across forested parts of that border back into Russia. On Thursday, an Estonian border official said there is as many as a few hundred vehicles waiting on the Russian side of the southeastern Luhamaa and Kojula border crossings. Russian President Vladimir Putin's partial mobilization order has sparked a surge in border crossings, obviously. And the Kremlin says it does not have exact numbers of people who have fled since the order was announced. So, you know, I bring this up because they're coming into winter soon. And I just, maybe I've seen so many movies, but heard so many stories of Holocaust and trying to escape. My grandmother and her family had to escape, and my grandfather and his family had to escape, and they were the only ones that survived the Holocaust because they escaped. Grandma left out of Germany. He left out of Austria with his immediate family. The other family was like, nah, I'm not going. Nothing's happening here. You guys are just, you're conspiracy theorists. You're like, we're getting the hell out of Dodge. Luckily for them, they did. The rest of the family, sadly, died. And I get it. It's not easy to leave. You have no money. You're leaving all your belongings. You're going to go to a country where you're poor, and you don't know if they're going to kill you there. It's scary stuff. I understand why people stayed. And if we see history, history can repeat itself. So I would bail. So Ukrainians fleeing, who could be forced. Well, by the way, when they annexed these regions, they could force the Ukrainians to serve in their military, to serve in the Russian military. That's Ukrainians who haven't left. They aren't doing it because they're stupid. They've been there to help protect the country, survive the country, and keep the country whole. But sadly, many people who, you know, think that they're now going to be bused somewhere to Siberia. We've heard about these camps. It mirrors very eerily what Hitler did in World War II. They need to get the hell out. So we talked about how Putin has been, you know, threatening nuclear attacks and nuclear warfare. And also, they still control the Zaporizhia plant. I believe there's this back and forth where they say it's theirs, but the UN agency said, no, it's Ukrainian. So there's going to be this back and forth, and Russia may be like, I don't want any of our enemies having nuclear capability. They might just try and blow it up or do something stupid. So what do you or I do, you know, in case we have this go on overseas? So I spoke a little bit about this a few months ago, and we talked about where our nearest shelter would be and what to do in case of a nuclear fallout. See, back in the 60s, JFK was on it. He urged Americans to build bomb shelters. They had classes. They sold prefabs. There were companies that would build it out for you. Or what to do with your house. And even though, you know, we know nuclear fallout is pretty, pretty serious stuff, and, you know, it might not do much in an immediate area, but in a distant area, it could be very, very valuable to have a shelter. There was a national shelter policy that created workshops, educational programs in the 60s to instruct families how to build bomb shelters as fallout shelters would offer the most feasible protection for the greater number of people. You could purchase one, but they could be pretty expensive. I'm looking at one ad where it says 20-year financing, but it won't say the price. So I guess 20-year financing, that sounds like the price of a home. But what most cities did is your nuclear fallout center would be the courthouse. Like I'm looking at the Suffolk County Courthouse in the 60s. They have the big sticker there saying this is where you would go. This is a fallout shelter. And the fallout shelter would have either a big basement, would be built strongly, have food, medical supplies. I don't know where my location is. I don't know where. You guys remember in Hawaii, there was a ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Everybody got this emergency alert on their phone saying, seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. So all of a sudden, everybody's starting to freak out. I think one family stuck their son in the sewer to protect him. I mean, people were just all, like, freaking out. Where did they go? This is in 2018. And then it was retracted, and it was a false alarm. But if there is any silver lining to it, you know, what people then asked, and I asked when this happened a couple years ago, what do we do? Where do we go? Well, I live in a type of topography in Las Vegas, Nevada, where you really can't have a basement. Some rich, fancy homes have a basement, but I can't build a basement. There's no yard big enough. You guys might go, oh, you know, I could dig a hole here to put a whole family in there for weeks. I mean, it needs to, you know, be a few hundred square feet. It's got to be deep enough. I don't really know if a lot of us have, you live in an apartment? No, not going to work. So you do need to know where your blast shelters are and your fallout shelters are. I think every city official should have that information very easily posted, and they should notify everybody. You know, I sincerely doubt Russia is going to try to bomb us directly, but just in case, these are things that, you know, you need to know. The fallout shelter, the blast shelter is where you go if there's going to be a blast for the initial radiation. The fallout shelter will offer not as much protection, but it will protect against the radiation from the fallout products. So most public buildings can act as a fallout shelter, not necessarily a blast shelter, but a fallout shelter. So if God forbid this happens, they would probably say to go to this school or go to this gym or go to this building. And, I mean, there's a place where we have the Smith Center. It's beautiful. It is and you actually go, I think you go downstairs a little bit. So I think part of it is underground. There's also a lot of hotels with underground parking. I just don't know if I want to be, if we're getting bombed at the bottom floor. I'm a little nervous about that from the whole September 11th thing. But still, know where your shelters are. Many public buildings can act, you know, and then if not, shelter in place. But ready.gov says that we all need, and this is something we should all have anyway, whether it's a hurricane coming or flood or whatever, we all should have water. And I know this gets, you know, I'll buy water for an emergency, the kids will drink it in 2-3 days, but you need to have 1 gallon of water per person per day. And maybe not the bottles, maybe just get the jugs, because these bottled waters, you know, we go through it, and we, you know, maybe get jugs. They're less appealing. And the kids will know that that's kind of for emergencies, although you do want to change it out every few months. So 1 gallon per person per day. Don't forget about the dogs and cats. Make sure that water is going to be water you could drink. Food, non-perishable food. You got to have a battery-powered or hand-crank radio. You need to make sure you're not electricity dependent. Flashlight. First aid kit, extra batteries, a whistle to send for help, a dust mask to help filter contaminated air, plastic sheeting and duct tape to shelter in place, moist towelettes, because you're not going to be able to take a shower. So the baby wipes or the moist towelettes can help clean you, garbage bags, plastic ties for personal sanitation, because if you have to potty, you might have to potty in a garbage bag or in a plastic bag, wrench or pliers to turn off utilities, manual can opener for food. My can opener is automatic. Get a manual one. Local maps. You're not going to have your Google Maps. Make sure you have chargers and a backup battery in case the phones do come on. And like I said, you got to have a radio. And you know what you might want to do is, you know, with Christmas coming up, make a little kit like this. If you guys don't know what to get a family member for Christmas, I think a kit like that could be fantastic. Make sure you have your prescription medications, non-prescription medications like anti-diarrhea, antacids, laxatives, any glasses or contact lens solution, extra infant formula, bottles, diapers, wipes, diaper rash cream. These are things that, you know, you might need. Pet food, extra water for your pet, cash or traveler's checks, documents, sleeping bags, extra clothing, chlorine bleach. You might have to disinfect the water, fire extinguisher, matches, feminine supplies, food type stuff, things like that. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Weekly jobless claims are up. The Department of Labor says claims for the week ending October 1st were at 219,000. It's an increase of 29,000 from the previous week. There are new fears gas prices will rise even higher now that OPEC and its allies plan to slash oil production. Oil analysts say the cut will probably lead to even more price increases at the pump. The White House saying President Biden is disappointed by the short-sighted decision made by OPEC Plus. President Biden will be in New York and New Jersey on Thursday. New York Governor Kathy Hochul will join the president in Poughkeepsie to highlight a big investment by IBM. The company saying it will make a $20 billion investment in the Hudson Valley region over the next 10 years. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I love animals. I love dogs and cats, and I could just cuddle with them, tickle them, and snuzzle with them. And you're not supposed to have them on the bed, but they do. They jump on the bed and they sleep. I have a Bichon Frise. We got her because we wanted her to be good with the cats. And the big dogs were kind of hard because I can't lift the dog when he starts getting older and has issues. So I was like, I need a smaller dog that I can lift up and carry. So people don't think Bichon Frise is actually a dog, you know, because she just walks around like a little toy. But, you know, she thinks she's a cat, but she's a dog. But because I've had kids, I've had to be very, very careful with our choice of dogs. And I love all dogs. I love all animals. Our friends have a pit bull, and the pit bull is just, oh, my gosh, he's just so adorable. He's so kind. But the problem is some dogs are dangerous. And some dogs, not even, you don't want to stereotype so much by the brand, but there are sometimes trends in certain dog breeds. And sadly, we keep hearing people getting mauled by a pit bull. Mauled by a pit bull. Well, now we've come to find out that a baby boy and his 2-year-old sister were mauled to death by their pet pit bulls. Hollis Dean Bernard, 5 months old, and Lily Jane Bernard, 2, died on Wednesday after being attacked by the two pit bulls. The mother, Christy Jane Bernard, was also injured trying to save her children. She was transported to Regional One Health in critical condition. And she's so far hanging in there. Husband, not injured. We don't know if he was home. He was at work. We aren't sure. This happened at 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Now, I don't know much about the dogs, except they were pit bulls. And I think the husband had a picture 8 years ago referring them to them as house lions. So that would mean these weren't puppies. These were dogs that were, you know, that grew up. The thing is, and I've cautioned a lot of new moms, if you have babies, these dogs could get jealous. And I heard of stories where dogs would take the baby when mom wasn't looking and either attack it or take the baby and try to shove it under the couch or under a bed so mom wouldn't see. And you know how cats and dogs have the extra skin behind their neck so that they can grab, grab the animal and it doesn't hurt them and pierce them? Humans don't. So when they sink their teeth into the neck, you could just imagine how neurologically and cardiovascular devastating that could be. So the mom is a respiratory therapist. They say she's hanging in there. The husband is a 5 years. So I don't know if they had the dogs together for 3 years before they got married or he brought them into the marriage. But these two kids, just so adorable, and sadly, they're gone. And we don't know what prompted the attack. It's, this happened in Tennessee near Memphis. So they're obviously looking at it. And again, I mean, the pictures of the dogs, they're adorable dogs, but something got them mad. You know, I rarely get a bark. We had a Shih Tzu, you know, and she never barked except I was trying to clean up her bone that was outside. And I'm like, oh, my God, is there another dog? And then and I was like, was that you? Sushi, did you bark at mommy? But it's like, she was mad. I mean, these animals can be pushed to the limit. And sadly, young kids might not understand that. They grow up with them. They think that, I mean, one was a baby, so he didn't know. And, you know, but the little girl thought, okay, yeah, you know, I get to, you know, smack it on its nose or smack it on its. And I always caution people, whenever there's pets in the house, you have got to keep them away. It doesn't matter if that dog loves you. That dog may be so jealous of the new baby. And pit bulls, mastiffs, Rottweilers, their bite can be pretty, pretty bad. So one list from topdogstips.com says these are the 20 most dangerous dogs for aggression. One is the American Pit Bull Terrier. It's a close cousin of the American Staffordshire. The dog biting statistics rank it as the second highest after the Rottweiler. And interestingly, in 2020, the majority of the fatalities of dogs were pit bull. So I think pit bull and, Rottweiler seem to go head to head. They say Dojo Argentino. That is known as the Argentinian Mastiff. These dogs have even a worse reputation from pit bulls. Most dangerous, most aggressive. They were bred for hunting big game and being a loyal guard dog, which is the next thing we're going to talk about. We're going to see a lot more of these dogs wanted and brought into the house because of crime. The Akita. Akita can be very, very aggressive. Doesn't like strangers. Not trained properly. They could be aggressive and territorial. The Perro de Presa Canario is a mastiff dog breed from the Canary Islands. A Gold Dong. Some of these I don't think I've ever really seen. Doberman Pinschers I have. In fact, my boys, before we got the little Bichon, the boys wanted a mini Doberman Pinscher. And I'm like, it's aggressive. Doberman Pinschers are aggressive. It's going to go after the cats. They go, yeah, but it's little now. It doesn't matter. When it's older, they have Rottweiler as number 7. I've seen on list Rottweiler number 1. But they have Rottweiler number 7. They say they could be trained. They could be wonderful pets and guard dogs. But still, they can't, if they perceive danger, they're going to act out. A German Shepherd. A German Shepherd, very, very a popular dog. But German Shepherds were used in the Nazi camps. My family loves German Shepherds. They're just, you know, big, beautiful dogs, but they do have that bite, and they have that aggressiveness. The Chow. The Chows are pretty aggressive. Tosa Inu, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. The King Corso Wolf Dog. The Wolf Dog, which is a hybrid dog. I know it looks like an Alaskan Malamute or a Siberian Husky, but it's actually called a Wolf Dog. Those could also be rough. Rhodesian Ridgeback. The Rhodesian Ridgebacks, gorgeous dogs. You know, people use them with hunting and all that, but still. Borbol, I hope I pronounced that right. Czechoslovakian Vlisak. I don't know. Sorry. Alaskan Malamutes. Alaskan Malamutes, close cousin to the Huskies. The Malamutes, absolutely exquisite. But we had one, and yeah, it could be aggressive. I mean, they're very, very smart dogs, but you tick them off or, you know, they get dementia, they forget who's in the family. A Boxer could be pretty dangerous. Siberian Husky came in number 18. Staffordshire Bull Terrier, St. Bernard. You would think a St. Bernard was cool because they'd have alcohol all the time. You know, that little lager that they would carry. But no. So, you know, with animals, you know, I remember the story. I don't know if I told you guys on air. I forget how many years ago it was. But there was a mom that found a little baby deer, little innocent doe-eyed little deer. She found a little baby deer, couldn't find the mommy and daddy, little boy deer. I think it was a boy deer, male deer. Raised it. Had it for a few years. He was in the barn area. She goes in to the barn one day, like she usually does. Something spooks it, and he kicks her to death. It's a deer. Deers aren't supposed to do that. But something spooked him. And you know, you just sometimes, you know, and also what's also very dangerous is when dogs start to fight. Even when cats start to fight. You don't want to get in on that. You know, you want to separate them, so I would get a broom. But don't try to use your hands. Get a broom. But, you know, I can't tell you how many dog bites I've had to deal with or cat scratches or puncture wounds because somebody tries to break up a fight. Look, humans fight. Animals, we could domesticate them as much as possible, but they want to hunt. They want to attack. They want to chase. The other day, I got up to pee in the middle of the night. As I was walking back, I stepped on something very soft and warm. Apparently, one of the cats brought in a dead bunny from outside, a wild bunny. I'm like, what the hell are these cats doing? They're just supposed to be licking their, you know, whatever. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, one of you asked where the petition is to sign for daylight savings time changes to get the House to move on this now that the Senate had approved this unanimously a few months ago. It's on my Twitter and my Facebook, so just go to twitter.com. And find Dr. Dahlia, go to Facebook, find Dr. Dahlia, or you can go to drdahlia.com And usually I have an article about it there or a sign the petition, so you guys will find it there. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about was this horrible, just gruesome killing of a college roommate, dorm mate. Now, I went to school, and I had multiple random roommates. And it's because, you know, I couldn't wait to move out when I was 18, because I wasn't allowed to move sooner than that. My parents wouldn't let me go till I was 18. So 18 years old, I got out. I actually started in the dorm because it actually ended up being cheaper because I didn't have a house and I could work at the dorm. There were jobs that they would give people who worked at the dorm. And so I was able to help support myself while I got a scholarship for school. So I did live in the dorms for the first 2 years. And then in the summer, I worked a summer job that allowed me to live in the dorm for free while working in the dorms during the summer, because there was things that had to be done administratively. And so fortunately, the roommates I got, they were random, but the roommates I got were good. So thank God I lucked out. But when I moved out and I got an apartment with a friend of mine, but then she went to do a foreign exchange student thing where she went overseas and all that. So I, throughout the rest of my undergrad and then medical school, had to figure out how to afford an apartment by myself. And either I would take out the apartment and get a random roommate, or I would live with somebody randomly. And I did. And I would either rent a room. I lived in one gentleman's backyard. He was in this area of town that was, known for high crime. But it was, you know, I felt safe in his backyard. So there was a room back there. He had like a little casita. And it had a bathroom, working bathroom. So I was there. And then, you know, I would, you know, bunk with friends and things like that. But for the most part, I had random people I lived with. Male, female. Because that's what you did in college. You needed to save money. I couldn't afford a whole apartment by myself. I was making $4 an hour. At undergrad, I was making $6 an hour at the EPA at the time. You know, an apartment that's $300-$400 a month in a bad area was still too much for me to afford. So I couldn't afford it. So I did what I could. And I remember, you know, my parents kind of calling in going, what are you doing? Come back home. I'm like, no, I don't ever want to come back home. Not come back home. I'm doing this by myself. But they're like, who are you living with? I don't know his name. I mean, when I think back, I'm like, I'm so lucky. God must have had one of those cloaks around me because bad things could have happened. And thank God it didn't. But here we are in 2022 in Purdue University in Indianapolis, which is nice. And a student gets murdered by his dorm mate. And this is early on into the school season. Horrifying and tragic. So the suspect is in custody. They say no threat to the community. But this happened at about 12:44 a.m. The student who was killed is Varun Manishchida. This is according to the Tippecanoe County Coroner's Office. Chida was 10 days away from his 21st birthday. He graduated from Park Tudor School, a private school on the north side of Indianapolis. The entire Park Tudor community is obviously saddened. They're blown away. He was a semifinalist with the National Merit Scholarship. And as a whole brilliant kid. He's gone because his roommate allegedly killed him. The roommate is identified as 22-year-old Ji Min Cha. And Shaw was an international student from Korea. He's studying cybersecurity. He's going to face a murder charge now. According to the district attorney, they think it was unprovoked and senseless. Nobody knows why. I don't know if that was district attorney. I got to find out who said that. But Shaw was taken into custody minutes after he called a report as to what happened. After he was apprehended, no longer a threat to campus. We believe that Varun was stabbed multiple times. They call it multiple sharp force traumatic injuries. And he was killed inside the hall. Now, I don't know if it was in his bed while he was sleeping or if it was in the hall. But, you know, this was, I think this was his roommate. And now we're going to get more details, so I don't want to be wrong. But I got to tell you, you know, when parents send their kids to school, okay, they think it's supposed to be pretty safe. I understand Virginia Tech. I understand there's been some you know, horrific things that have happened on campus. But for the most part, you get a roommate, you get some sweet mates, or you're on a floor of a hall, and it's college students. They all have the same goal. We're just going to get through school. We're going to party. We're going to go home. And we forget that there's some individuals out there that could be crazy. And as we're looking at the world right now, and if I try to psychoanalyze what's happening, you know, when we were growing up, it was, okay, you know, don't walk alone. Don't go to the girls' bathroom alone because girls can get raped in the bathroom. Always go to the bathroom with somebody. You know, don't be out at night alone. Don't go to certain areas. And you know, always, you know, if you don't have a ride, call us or get on public transportation. And there were certain things, never parked by a van. Van could open and grab you and abduct you. Now it seems like there's just rampant violence. You could be a veteran first responder, EMS, on her way to lunch and just get stabbed randomly. You could be two cops in Vegas going to have a pizza lunch and be gunned down. You could be going to school and a former classmate, an alumnus, comes in and shoots. We're having all these random acts seeming to happen more and more, which means you could go to an expensive college and one of the dorm mates or roommates or people in your hall could decide to attack you. I don't know. And it's what's frustrating is when I grew up, you had it out. You'd get into a fight. You'd be like, all right, we're going to have it out. We're going to argue it out. We're going to punch it out, whatever, and we're going to address it. Now you don't know what you're escalating that other person into. You might be like, look, we're just, you know, we're trying to calm things down. We're trying to de-escalate. We're running to the teacher, and still killings are happening. Is it because we don't, as kids anymore, just beat each other up? Is it because we're not, you know, in a gym boxing or wrestling? Is it because now everything is, I don't know. I don't know why we have so much violence. Is it that we have so much mental illness that's just not getting addressed? Is it because these kids don't have parents around? Whereas, I mean, you know, my dad worked a lot, my mom worked a lot. But if one of us was acting funny, you bet they'd be like, excuse me? Excuse me? I mean, they would nip that stuff in the bud. Now it's, okay, where's Johnny? Johnny's in his room. What's Johnny doing? He's playing video games. Ah, well. And then everybody's going about their own lives. Meanwhile, here's Johnny turning into a psychopath who eventually wants to kill somebody. Is it the drugs? Is it that they're off the drugs and they can't find him and now they're just lashing out? Is it that we really aren't domesticated? We're still animals. We tried to do the shirt and tie thing and the high heels and the brushing our teeth and it's that people want to kill and they just don't hold back. I don't know, but this is crushing. Our prayers go to the family of a room. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.